What's the unavoidable question?
When Jeremiah prophesied over the Valley of Hinnom, because of what you did with the children, it's going to be answered with the sword. The first 3 years, that critical window when abortion first came to America, how many were killed? 1.3 million. 50 years later, you have the plague. How many people died? 1.3 million, the exact same.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Bernis. Now, I know that you're going to be excited about today's program. I sure am. Our guest is a longtime friend, and God has used him as a prophetic voice, not only to this nation, but to the world. He's a New York Times best-selling author, a much sought-after speaker, and again, a dear friend of this ministry and a dear friend to me personally. Please welcome again my dear friend, Jonathan Kahn. Welcome back, my friend. It's been too long.
Always a joy to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking last night. We missed the studio audience with the applause and the, well wishes and just the energy of that. But
yeah,
but it's always great to have you back.
Yeah, and the Lord's very much here, and the audience at home, we know they're excited.
Yeah. Well, I always take occasion when we're together to talk about our parallel history of ministry. We were born within a couple of months of each other. We're both married to beautiful Brazilian women.
Whom we met like 2 months of each other. We were both born again within months of each other. And then we have all these other things we keep discovering, like even this morning.
They just keep adding up. Yeah. Well, it's exciting, and it's an honor for me,
really. My honor.
Just having known you for almost four decades now.
Yeah, you were the first one I called with the Messianic Movement, and so it's been very special. I've always been amazed what God's done with you.
God's really used you, so well done.
Thank you,
and thank you, Lord. We're going to talk today about a different sort of revelation, but you told me last night that this is a different project, a different book than the kind of books you've been working on over the past number of years. It's sort of a different assignment. It's a, to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, there is much that is similar, that in, it's, we're talking about ancient mysteries being revealed, playing out right now. That seems a theme. But it also gives an answer. That's what's different. This is, I would say, like, what if, you know, what's been unfolding in our lives in the last few years that have really altered our lives? The hand of God, the God of the Bible, who's so exact and so precise, has been moving where it's unmissable. Once you see it, it's kind of like we miss it once you see it. And then if what if all these things are coming together to an answer that actually God is pointing us to for the days ahead? What do we need to know? What do we need to stand, to prevail, to survive, to prosper? That is, it's kind of like, this is like a mystery journey, or like a symphony of mysteries that are all going to come together, and then they're going to open up this key that I believe is crucial for this time.
Well, before we get into the content, I told some friends, and I'm asked this a lot, and I told some friends I would ask you, how do you get this kind of depth of revelation? I mean, it is just stunning the way that you, the Lord uses you to put things together, almost like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. So I told some friends at the conference, at the Messiah conference, I would ask you when I saw you.
Yeah.
I have an idea, but how do you get this rough kind of revelation?
And in many ways, this one is like the biggest of a jigsaw puzzle, of a prophetic thing. I can't take any credit for anything, starting with a harbinger, but it's like the Lord just downloads, and he then leads me, and then when the next thing is needed, he'll point me to that next clue or that next lead or revelation, and it just keeps unfolding. And I start looking at, you know, I'm looking at this, you know, Lord, could this be? And that just keeps opening up. I could never reproduce the Harbinger or this book. I could never reproduce it. It's really, Lord, I just want to be open. Every time I open the Bible, I believe God is going to give a revelation.
It's an amazing gift. So will you be reading the Bible and suddenly you'll just have see something very clearly that you've never seen?
Something will pop up, all the time. And there's times I'm on my bed, and then this thing starts coming, and my wife's asleep. I go into the room, I type, I say, could this be true on the internet? And it's true, and it's blown away. God puts things in. I can never reproduce it. I can never reproduce any book. It happens, and God does it by God's grace.
So sometimes, is it like following the crumbs? You get
it is.
Revelation, you have to follow it?
Yes, many times. What happens, then I look, and then other ones come, and then the next one come, and the next one come. I say, Lord, okay, is this it? Now the book is ready.
You gave Fidel Castro an object and a prophetic word that marked the exact amount of time he would have left in power.
Yeah.
So you actually had a prophetic word for him, very detailed.
Yeah, it happened.
Tell us about it.
At the end of the journey, and this kind of revelation, interesting, because it begins in the island of Cuba. This is the beginning of this revelation. And I'll just say this, we won't have time to do a lot, but I'll just say at the end, I gave him an object, and I gave him a paper with a message. And it was linked to the Jubilee, God's Jubilee. And God's Jubilee is, of course, 50 years, and then it's the year of undoing. He reverses everything. You lost something, you get it back.
Yeah.
If you took something, it gets taken from you. So I'll just say this. Fidel Castro's, the end of his reign, it ended in his year of Jubilee, the 50th year of his reign, the 50th day of the 50th year, and the exact hour of the beginning of his rise. And that opens up this whole mystery. So there's so much more to that, but that opens up the mystery of the Jubilee, which is going to have to do with America and everything we have just gone through. It's all linked to the mystery of the Jubilee.
Now, Jonathan, you've uncovered some stunning mysteries behind the COVID pandemic.
Mm.
Hitting America. Give us a taste of that.
Yeah, and this joins the mystery of the Jubilee to something else, and that is that in the Bible, an ironclad law is that what you do to the children comes back to you, it happened with Jeremiah. One of the things that Jeremiah said in his time is that one of the ways it was going to come back for when they were offering up their children is in the form of a Dever Gadol, which means a great plague or pandemic or endemic. And so this is what I'm just going to mention a few things. One is that America began legally offering up its children in the year 1970, not 73. 70 is when abortion on demand began. So what's the Jubilee of that? The Jubilee of that is the year 2020, the year 2020. That's the year that a plague comes upon us, 20. The exact day that abortion began in America, actually it was New York. New York is where it entered the continent. That was the gateway. And the day that that law came up in the New York Assembly was January 20th, 1970. Go 50 years, one Jubilee, it takes you to January 20th, 2020. On that exact day is the official day that the plague entered America. That was patient zero. 50 years to the exact date. But you remember the day, there was a day that in March when everything fell and everything shut down and the president went on television, we were quarantined, the stock, and even the media called it the day that everything changed. It was actually March 11th of 2020.
Right, I remember it well.
Yeah, go back 50 years, March 11th, 1970 is the day that abortion on demand actually began on American soil.
Wow.
Yeah.
No coincidence.
Yeah, no coincidence. And where it began, or the center of abortion, was New York. New York really entered, it went to the continent. And the thing is that the plague, this thing centered on New York when it came in. About two of one out of every two. It just centered on that. And the thing is that it was a threshold when New York had more people of COVID more than any other nation. It was on April 10th it crossed the milestone. Go back 50 years, April 10th is when New York legalized abortion.
Wow. All this interconnects. Quickly, one last question for the segment. The mystery of the Eastern and Western Gate.
Yeah. When this came into the nation, when abortion came in, it came through two gates. The first one, as we mentioned, was New York. And it wasn't just that it came to New York. for the first 3 years until Roe versus Wade, more children were killed in New York, abortions, than, I mean, most of them were in New York. Most of abortions for the whole country was in New York. But what about the plague? They just found this out when they looked at the genetic markers. If you had COVID, most likely the genetic markers pointed, it came through New York. It pointed to the same gate through which the other death came. And there was one other gateway, and in the 1970, and that out to the continent, and that was Washington State. And so could that be also Washington State was the other gate of the plague, and that's where patient zero came in. So the genetic markers, if you 95% of you have COVID, they pointed to either one of the gate or the other gate of the sin of America, 50 years before.
So detailed, so intricate, it's not a coincidence. It's really not. Hey, we need to step away for a moment, but Jonathan is not going anywhere. We'll be discussing more about the end times and all of these clues, these mysteries that God is revealing now for a purpose for you when we return.
Today's headlines have undeniable parallels in the Hebrew Bible. These ancient mysteries are decoded in Jonathan Cahn's new release, The Josiah Manifesto. The Jewish holidays we celebrate are not ancient history, but part of a modern-day blueprint for the end times. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Josiah Manifesto, plus a mini-book from Jonathan Burness, A Lasting Peace, that shines light on the alarming rise of aggression against Israel today. We'll send both for your gift of $40 or more. Become a new Shalom partner with your gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you the Josiah Manifesto and A Lasting Peace, plus the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVDs. Digging even deeper, Jonathan Cahn applies clear biblical prophecy to the pandemic, Black Lives Matter, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, presidential politics, and more. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your monthly gift goes directly toward ministry work sharing the gospel around the world. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your sacrificial gift of any amount will celebrate your own Jewish roots and God's faithfulness. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. I'm with my dear friend Jonathan Cahn today. I know that so many of you have been blessed by this man's ministry. We get your letters. Jonathan, I'm so blessed. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
And your diligence.
Always a joy to be here.
Not only do I want to thank Jonathan, I want to say thank you to all of you who support Jewish Voice. Your partnership with us to reach scattered tribes of Jewish people around the world with the Messiah and help some of the most destitute people in the world and their neighbors is something we could not do without you. So on behalf of all of us at Jewish Voice, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Jonathan, there's so much to jump back into.
Yes.
The unavoidable question. What's the unavoidable question?
Yeah,
what's the answer?
When Jeremiah prophesied over the Valley of Hinnom, he said, because of what you did with the children, it's going to be answered with the sword and the plague. And so the children's blood is answered by that. So the question is, what about the plague, and could the numbers of regarding abortion and the plague, could there be a correlation? The first 3 years, that critical window when abortion first came to America, from 1970 till Roe versus Wade made it the law of the land, how many were killed? 1.3 million. 50 years later, you have the plague at Jubilee. 50 years, same three-year window, matching that three-year window. How many people died? 1.3 million, the exact same. The exact same.
My goodness.
In fact, the COVID, the CDC, when you get even more specific, it goes to a over 99% statistical match. I mean, exact.
That's the first, you're the first person I've ever heard say that.
It's there.
And I'm sure some of you have never heard that before either. Now, since we're in deep waters, let's go even deeper and talk about what happened on January 6th on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about that in the book.
Yes, that's in this book. Yeah, yes, there's a revelation. Yeah, and this actually comes from, I mean, there was a thing I shared with you with about the paradigm, and this actually was foreshadowed, and it came true after. And this is simply this. I'm not going to say a lot, but I'll say this. There is a template that our leaders are following without knowing it. Donald Trump is actually following this Trump without knowing the template of the man called Jehu, wild guy in the Bible, fighting with everybody, unpredictable, crazy, rises to power, and actually comes head to head with the former first lady of the nation, and his agenda is to drain the swamp of the capital city, and he's also, you know, he makes an alliance with the religious conservatives, whole thing. Now the thing is, I'll just say this: there's a template in the Bible, and here's what happens: Jehu has a calls people to come to the Capitol, has a gathering. His men are stationed around a great Capitol building. There are proceedings going on. The men around the Capitol building, they go inside, they lay siege to it while the proceedings are going on. And I will just say this, at the end of the Capitol, what happened in the Capitol, and we're not saying it's good, you know, we're not condoning it, but we're saying this is a template. And the thing is, at the end, the Capitol Police announced how many people they had arrested that week. It made headlines all over. It was 80 men, 80 people they arrested. Go to the Bible, it says how many people went into that building. It says Shmonim Ish, 80 men.
Tell us about the strange object from the Middle East.
Yeah.
That appeared in New York and in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. There's a mystery with Jehu that he comes against the Temple of Baal. Now the thing is that when Jehu rises, the Temple of Baal fell. When Donald Trump announced his candidacy, 2 months later, there's an ancient Temple of Baal in the Middle East, Syria. 2 months later, it fell to the earth. When he was about to rise just before the election with him and Hillary Clinton, and the issue was abortion that came out, an object appears in New York City. It was the Arch of Baal from that fallen temple. It was a recreation. They had a ceremony around it. I was there. I filmed it. And so they had the ceremony of Baal, which is linked to child sacrifice. So there's this warfare. A little while later, when Trump nominated Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and there was the whole fury over his nomination, it was about the issue of abortion. And the thing is, an object appears in Washington, D.C. It's the same object. The Arch of Baal appears right in front of those proceedings, the Capitol building. And so there's a thing here. And so in the Bible, Jehu brings down the Temple of Baal. Now, our modern-day Temple of Baal is actually Roe versus Wade, because that's allowed for the killing of children. Well, the thing is, so it wasn't an accident that Trump, whatever we think of him, Trump was the president who set in motion the justices who would overturn Roe versus Wade. No accident.
I don't know how much time I have, but I'm just, and again, we're just touching on these things.
Just touching.
That's it.
Yes.
The book is, it's a pretty thick book. You write that behind the events that shook America was the ancient calendar of God. So this really intrigues me. You're going back to the Hebrew calendar.
Yes.
And you started with COVID.
Yes.
Tell us how.
I don't know how much time we'll have. I'll say this. Okay, for every shaking that happened from COVID onward, it all corresponded to a Hebrew holy day in God's calendar. The first shaking has to do with, there's only holy day that has to do with a plague, which is Passover. And a plague, and it's actually the first national lockdown in human history. They're told to stay in their houses until the plague passes through the land. Well, when Passover came in 2020, the lockdown was at its peak. Jewish people are talking about the plague that passed through the land. And while a plague is passing through the land on the exact days, it was at its peak. The next one, I don't have much time, okay? The next one is Shavuot. I don't know if we're going to have time with this, but I'll always say Shavuot, Pentecost, the next shaking of America was linked to that. The next one is Feast of Trumpets. The next one was these are on the exact days. If we have time, we'll do it, but it's exact. Every single holy day, it followed the pattern of the shakings of America.
Okay, so you're connecting Passover?
The Feast of the Plague.
The Feast of the Plague. You're connecting it with Shavuot.
Yes.
The outpouring,
yes.
And you're connecting it with Sukkot.
Yes. Well, with the next one, coming after the summer harvest is trumpets. It's going to keep blowing, but yeah, I'll give you detail.
But I love how you tie this with the appointed times, the
Moedim,
in ancient scriptures. So we just have a couple minutes to talk about this. Expound on.
I'll give a little detail. Yes. So you have the first one about it concerns a plague and a lockdown. Okay. So what happens there? And actually, in Israel, for the first time in 3,000 years, the government tells the people on that night they have to stay in their houses because of the plague on Passover. Okay, so the next great feast is Shavuot. Shavuot, of course, is Pentecost. Pentecost is about the Spirit of God. And the Ruach, in Hebrew, Ruach is spirit. It also means breath, so in Greek as well. Jesus breathed on them and said, receive, the Holy Spirit. So this is now going to be about breath, but in the form of judgment. America kind of turned away from the Spirit of God, and now what happens is breath is removed. Now comes the next shaking. It begins with a man who says, I can't breathe. All over America, shakings, every city. It was the greatest shakings we ever had, with riots and destruction. Never had that. It begins with a man saying, I can't breathe. And they're chanting all over America, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. That's their chant. The other thing about Pentecost is fire. And so it's the Feast of Fire. What happens? Judgment, it in fire engulfs the cities of America. And you know when it began? You know when it exploded, Jonathan? When Jewish people were lighting the candles on the night of Shavuot, that was the night that these exploded all over America.
You're referring, of course, to to Floyd, George Floyd. Being without breath.
It all started.
And it triggers fire.
It triggers everybody. Yes, all across America. There's great. And again, it happens on the exact time, on the exact night, okay, of Shavuot. Okay, let me do this real quick here. The next one, trumpets. Trumpets, as you know, I'm preaching to the choir, but for the Jewish people, they turn to it's called Yom HaDin, the day of judgment, or the beginning of judgment, where God rules from his high court and pronounce verdict on all those things, the high court and the high judge. Well, what happens is, as trumpets comes that year, something happens to the Supreme Court, everything turns to the High Court of America and the judge. It says, Judge Ginsburg is taken from the earth the night that comes of trumpets. And it comes at sundown, it is announced a few minutes after sundown. It begins, that also begins the time of repentance, turning away from evil. Well, the turning away of Roe versus Wade begins that night, because it was only that event that opened the door for the overturning of abortion on the exact night of the Feast of Trumpets. And where there's a prayer being said, a prayer is chanted all over saying, remove the evil of the decree, and that's when it began.
Wow. Incredible how this all ties together. I'm just amazed. We need to take a short break so we can share some information about the resources that we're making available to you this week as you support Jewish Voice around the world. Jonathan and I are going to come back after this, and we're going to pray for you specifically for your needs. So you don't want to miss this opportunity to have Jonathan Kahn joining in prayer together, where two or three agree on earth is touching anything, it shall be done, right after this.
Today's headlines have undeniable parallels in the Hebrew Bible. These ancient mysteries are decoded in Jonathan Kahn's new release, The Josiah Manifesto. The Jewish holidays we celebrate are not ancient history, but part of a modern-day blueprint for the end times. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you Jonathan Kahn's new book, The Josiah Manifesto, plus a mini book from Jonathan Burness, A Lasting Peace, that shines light on the alarming rise of aggression against Israel today. We'll send both for your gift of $40 or more. Become a new Shalom partner with your gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you The Josiah Manifesto and A Lasting Peace, plus the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVDs. Digging even deeper, Jonathan Kahn applies clear biblical prophecy to the pandemic, Black Lives Matter, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, presidential politics, and more. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your monthly gift goes directly toward ministry work sharing the gospel around the world. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your sacrificial gift of any amount will celebrate your own Jewish roots and God's faithfulness. Thank you so much.
Jonathan, we get so many emails every week snail mail request for prayer. People really need prayer, and we pray for every need by name. But if you'll just lead us out and take a moment to pray for precious partners that have lost loved ones or they're fighting a terminal illness. The good news is that God answers prayer. Nothing's impossible for
Him. Lord, we just ask your blessing on everyone watching, Lord, and those who are, Father, have needs, Lord, and those who have dealt with, gone through these things. Lord, we ask your power. We ask your shalom. We ask, Father, your grace. We ask, Lord, your spirit. Father, whatever is needed, Lord, we ask you touch, heal, bind, Lord, answer, provide, Lord, give the breakthrough, Father. Lord, you, Lord, for all of us, we ask, Lord, Lord, have us fulfill the calling for which you placed us on the earth for such a time as this. Lord, your presence and spirit and blessing touch everyone watching right now. And we thank you in Yeshua, Jesus' mighty name.
Every need is met in Yeshua's name. We agree together. It is done. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv. There's helpful resources. You can send your prayer requests on the site. I want you to know this. God cares about you. We care about you, and we will pray for your needs by name. As we close our program today, I want to remind you that God asks each of us to pray every day for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. I want to thank my dear friend Jonathan Kahn for joining me today. Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, the two Jonathans saying shalom and God bless you. Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download, and it will provide you with up-to-date information about what's happening in Israel, about our ministry projects, and it really is easy. We have special reports right on the app, and it's free. You just enter MyJVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today. I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. If you already have a will or trust, you can have it reviewed so that you can have peace of mind that you are being a good steward in providing for your family and children. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.